News 1 October 2020. A scientist from the US Army has said he is trying to build a robot like the type which was from the future and tried to kill the Schwarzenegger robot in Terminator 2. To me it sounds like he is either joking or has overestimated his abilities and the current state of our technology. If you remember, that particular robot could change parts of its body into other things and pull back together any parts which became disconnected. It also used a type of liquid steel which it could solidify. No, I don't think this will be happening anytime soon. So how far has he gotten? He has developed a material which can regain its shape, according to him. Many of us have become resistant to gloom and doom statements because obviously we are still here. One of the last big ones was we were going to die when the Aztec calendar ran out of days. Some people really sweated this out and then the calendar ran out and that was that. A MIT engineer is predicting we are running out of time to stop our extinction. He has said one of our biggest problems is every type of energy we produce is producing heat. He said if we continue this and the greenhouse gases keep getting released during energy production, it is going to lead to the destruction of the climate and us. Something strange is happening in Earth's magnetic field. It has even been given a name, the South Atlantic Anomaly. The anomaly has been referred to as sort of a porthole in space. It doesn't seem to affect us on Earth, but it is a problem for satellites and spacecraft which go through it. The systems aboard the satellites and spacecraft can short circuit or malfunction because the anomaly is allowing high energy particles from the sun to get through. Some scientists have called the anomaly a dent in the magnetic field and are keeping close watch on it. One of the reasons we like our electronic devices so much is the fact we can usually control what we use them for. We can select the games we play, the people we call and sites we search for. Scientists like this idea and they want to apply it to the cells in our bodies. They want to be able to program the cells in our bodies to react in such a way they can defeat disease. In order to do this, they need to establish communication with the cells, and that is what they are working on. They want to be able to look in on a cell or cells to see how they are behaving and be able to change that behavior if necessary. They put it this way: we want to expand electronic information processing to include biology. UFO investigators are scratching their heads at what one of them sighted on the sun. They claim to have found a perfect number to impose on our star. The investigator had said he got the image from a photo released by NASA's SOHO device. It is basically a telescope trained on the sun which can filter out the tremendous light and give a clear photo. Many strange objects have appeared in these photos over the years, but there has never been an explanation given by NASA, who has never even mentioned the objects. We are finding out we can convert some very simple things to be able to send out an electrical charge. Scientists have found if they use a special coating on ordinary red bricks, they can become batteries. The coating is called P-DOT and is composed of nanofibers that percolate through the inner porous networks of the bricks. To try this idea, the researchers bought bricks from Home Depot and paid as little as 65 cents each. They claimed even recycled bricks would work fine. About 13,000 years ago, the Earth suddenly cooled, and scientists would like to know why. The event is known as the Younger Dryas or Yards. In just a couple of decades, the temperature dropped to 15 degrees centigrade colder than the average temperature today. One of the puzzling things is it happened near the end of the last ice age. Evidence has been found in a cave showing there had been large eruptions which could have caused this shift in temperature. Could it be we might find a way to trigger a cooling event manually to stop global warming? Harry Reid has been one of the driving forces behind a UFO investigation. He is the former senator from Nevada and Senate Majority Leader. Everyone assumed he believed the UFO investigations which he wanted were launched because he wanted to detect aliens, but Reid got very annoyed when a newspaper report stated he thought there were extraterrestrial vehicles. I find this unusual, because one would have thought his belief in UFOs was a possibility. If they are not extraterrestrial, then they are either ours, theirs or just phantoms which were made to look like alien vessels. Before there was air refueling, the military was trying to find ways to extend the range of their fighter aircraft. They came up with a very unusual idea. They wanted to attach a fighter to each wingtip of the front wings of a bomber and let the bomber fly the two fighters most of the way to the targets. The project was named Tiptoe. It had problems and was not practical. For one thing, you had to wonder how would the fighters get back to their bases? They would be unattached with limited fuel. Another project from the 1940s was almost laughable. Since we didn't have reliable guided missiles in World War II, the military decided to train pigeons to recognize targets on the ground. Then they would be sealed into the nose cone of a missile and hopefully would be able to peck on a small screen when the target was seen, steering the missile to the target. It is turning out ancient Irish society was similar to ancient Egyptian society. There are Stone Age tombs in the valley of the River Boyne. They are located about 25 miles north of Dublin. This area is called the Irish Valley of the Kings. Archaeologists have found the rulers married their sisters and brothers and even their children sometimes, the same as the Egyptians. The rulers were also considered gods on earth, the same as the pharaohs. The most famous site in the area is Newgrange, a large, fantastic round building.